Welcome to the Going Deeper podcast, where we take Sunday's sermon and go deeper so that we might know God's word and be transformed by it. Jesus cleanses the temple. That's what we had talked about on Sunday morning as Jesus came in on that Tuesday there in Jerusalem. He was coming from Bethany going into Jerusalem, but again, he didn't go into the city. He went directly to the temple because he had something that he needed to handle there in the temple. And he came in, and the heading on most of your Bibles on this section says that Jesus cleansed the temple. And as we talked about on Sunday, did he cleanse the temple? Well, sure, he really destroyed it, though. That's what was going on there. I mean, he made it a total disaster, went and flipped over tables, was kicking over chairs. I mean, was just destroying that outer court of the Gentiles there because of how they had defiled God's temple. Did totally defiled God's temple, and why God had established the temple and what the Jews were supposed to do there at the temple. And they turned it into a complete business. It was just an operation, a business operation there in the court of the Gentiles, where the priests could make all kinds of money on Passover week as the people would come to make their sacrifices there at the temple. And Jesus was disgusted with it. And we had talked about how Jesus cares about how we worship him. God cares about how we worship him. God cares about our worship. God cares about our Sunday morning worship and what we do. He has commanded for us to worship him in the way that he wants to be worshiped. And we can't take Sunday morning and just come up with our own ideas of what we think we can do to worship God. No, God has prescribed for us in his word on how we are to worship him, and not only in how we are to worship him, but the importance of that worship as well. It is so important for us to worship God corporately together as a church, to come together on a Sunday morning where we gather together and we worship God the way that he has prescribed for us to worship him. Now, this was a pretty heavy passage that we went through because God is serious. God is serious about our worship of him. Sadly, there are a lot of churches today, as I had mentioned on Sunday morning, who come casually on a Sunday morning and they don't take it serious. And many churches have brought in all kinds of extra things to bring into their Sunday morning to make it some kind of Sunday morning experience for the people. A lot of churches put on shows now and plays and skits and do all of this stuff. And Sunday morning has just become entertainment for people instead of worship of God. I remember watching a video couple years ago of a church in Las Vegas where literally they put a little roller coaster up on the stage. This roller coaster, it was a legit roller coaster. And the so-called pastor came rolling out on this roller coaster on the stage and was shouting, and there's music going and all this stuff that was going on, and the people were all hyped up and laughing and all this stuff. And it was a disaster, just a total disaster. And they called that church. And it was nothing like what God prescribed in his word for how we are to worship him. It was just a total show, complete entertainment. And that's what this guy was there to do, just to entertain the crowds. And too many churches have bought into that philosophy as they go out and try and reach the world. They're trying to reach the world by entertaining the world. But Jesus didn't reach the world through entertainment. In fact, what did he do? When Jesus came into the temple grounds then, and Jesus came in and he turned over tables And he did what he did there on the court of the Gentiles. As Jesus came in there, it says in verse 17, and he began to teach and to say to them, is it not written? What is Jesus teaching them? He's teaching them from the scriptures, and he's teaching them where he says, my house, in verse 17, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations, but you have made it a robber's den. Jesus comes in and he teaches them the word of God, and he stands up, and that little phrase right there is not all that he said. Obviously, understanding, he began to teach them, and he was saying to them, and so he was teaching from the scriptures and teaching them the truth of God's word. That's what's going on there. He didn't just come in and quote a Bible verse and then people gather around him and just say, hey, I got one Bible verse for you. And that was it. No, he was teaching them from the scriptures the truth of God's word. And that's what we are called to do. That's what people need on a Sunday morning. That's true worship, is to come to the truth. It has to start with the truth. It has to start with the truth of God's word. And here's the amazing thing. In verse 18, it says this, the chief priests and the scribes heard this, that is, they heard the teaching that Jesus was giving there in the temple grounds as the crowds gathered around him to come and listen to what he was saying. And it says, and they began seeking how to destroy him, for they were afraid of him, for the whole crowd was astonished at his teaching. Notice that, teaching. They weren't astonished at him coming and overturning all the tables. They weren't astonished at the strength that he had to come in, although he did have strength, and you know people must have been standing there watching and going, wow, what is this guy doing? He's overturning tables. He's coming in and driving out those who were buying and selling. He's turning over the seats of those who were selling doves and pigeons and sacrifices for the people. It was just a big marketplace, and he's coming in and destroying all of this. And the people must have thought, wow, what kind of power is this? What kind of authority is this? That a man would come into the temple grounds and do this thing. But that's not the reason why the chief priests and the scribes sought to destroy Jesus. They didn't seek to destroy Jesus because he came in and decimated the temple. Why did they seek to destroy him? Because he was teaching the word of God. In verse 18, the chief priests and the scribes heard this. Heard what? The teaching that Jesus was teaching. When he says, is it not written? He's teaching them the scriptures. And he's teaching them the truth of God's word. And that is when then it says, and they began seeking how to destroy him. Why? Because they didn't like the things that he was teaching. It wasn't that he came in and destroyed the temple grounds. It was that he came in and began to teach the crowds, and the crowds were astonished at his teaching. We are called to be people who speak the truth. We must speak the truth. And when we speak the truth, even the religious will be angry with us. Even the religious will seek to destroy us. Why? Because these religious leaders, their religion had zero worship. There was no worship involved in their religion. It was a complete self-righteous act. It was all about works. It was all about themselves. And it was not about God at all. And that's what happens with religion, with people that become religious. It's all about them and the things that they can do and how good they are and how they are going to enter into heaven because of the works that they have done. And yet we are called to come and speak the truth in love to them. And what's going to happen? They're not going to like it. That's what happened there. The chief priests and scribes, they weren't seeking to destroy Jesus because he came in and decimated their business operation. It's because of the things that he was teaching them. And he was teaching them the truth of God's word. And that's what we're called to do, is to bring the truth to people. And yes, there will be people that will hate us. They will persecute us. They won't like us for speaking the truth, but we're called to be truth speakers, to go and share the truth of God's word with others. And so I'd encourage you in this, and think about this. What is our worship look like? Our worship must be centered around the truth of God's word. Our worship is all about God. It's not about us. It's serious. It's a serious thing that we do on Sunday mornings. And as we come and worship God, then we leave from that place to go out, to go and proclaim the truth of Christ and who he is and what he's done as he came to seek and save lost sinners. And he saved us. We came to salvation. We came to be children of God because of the truth of the gospel that we heard, not because we were entertained, but because of the truth that someone spoke to us. Faith comes by hearing, and we heard the truth of God's word as someone spoke it to us. And our duty then is to go and take that to the world so that they might hear the truth and be saved. But listen, be prepared, brother, sister, be prepared. Because many may not like it. They might not like it. And they might begin to persecute you. But know that Christ is with you. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Christ is with us in that moment as we go and proclaim the truth of his word. Because our desire is that the lost would be saved. And so we're called to go and do this. And remember that as we go and do this, they persecuted Christ for it. They sought the chief priests and the scribes, the religious leaders of the day. The religious ones began seeking how to destroy Jesus. Why? Because he came and spoke the truth of God's word. That's what we're called to do. Listen, I hope you're able to join us this Sunday at 9 o'clock as we continue on in Mark chapter 11. What's interesting is in verse 21, as we talked about on Sunday, being reminded, Peter said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered. We talked about Jesus cursing that fig tree. And then Jesus answered, saying to them, have faith in God. What an interesting answer. Why does Jesus give that answer when Peter says, look at the tree that you cursed, it's withered? Why does Jesus give that answer? Well, come on Sunday morning, 9 o'clock. That's what we're going to be going through as we continue to work our way through Mark chapter 11. I hope that you have a blessed week and hope to see you all on Sunday.